Verse 12, now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentile, how much more their fullness? Now if today they have been set aside as a nation, and they have, God's not dealing with them. When God deals with them, they won't have any problem over there with the Arab, by the way. That'll all be solved. And they'll not be in that land in fear, because he's made it very clear that every man is going to dwell in peace and tranquility under his own vine, his own fig tree. None shall make him afraid. They're scared to death today, and they're running scared. And you can't blame them for that. But the day is coming when they'll be received. Now, if today they're setting aside, has brought the grace of God to Gentiles, when they're received again, what about the grace of God to Gentiles? It'll be multiplied. James made that clear in the 15th of Acts at that great council of Jerusalem. He said that God today is calling out of the Gentiles a people to his name, just the same as he's doing out of Israel. Now, he says, but after this, he will return. He will restore, build again the tabernacle of David that's fallen down. And then what he's going to do? All the Gentiles. Now, that's my reason for making periodically a statement that sometimes puzzles folk. You know, the greatest revival, if you want to call it that, that ever happened so far on this earth took place before the church got here. A man by the name of Jonah went into the city of Nineveh and saw the entire city, and that may have meant the nation at that time turned to God. On the day of Pentecost, and I hear so many people, oh, let's repeat Pentecost, what percentage do you think were saved? It was a feast that all the males were required to go to Jerusalem. Must have been several hundred thousand in the environs of Jerusalem. How many were saved? Well, let's add up the first few days and give them 10,000. Probably that many after the first few days of preaching. May I say to you, a pretty small percentage, is it not? And the greatest revival since then took place in the Hawaiian Islands. And actually, the percentage there was not great. It could have been 50%. But that's not like it was in the days of Jonah. And I believe that the greatest revival will take place after the church leaves this earth. Then I use the term revival in a general sense, that is, people turning to God. And I think that multitudes of Gentiles will turn to God not only in the Great Tribulation period, but in the millennium. Because nations will enter the millennium, and a great many of them are going to like it. And they're going to turn to God in that period. I believe that with all my heart. I think that's what Paul's saying here.